You're listening to The Startup with Monique Leray, only on LA Talk Radio.
To go in Los Angeles, this is The Startup with Monique Leray. I'm Monique Leray. Beautiful sunny day here in Laguna. Wanting to do a check-in, a brand check-in with everybody and see how you're doing. Lots going on this week, this week coming up. It's the run-up week for Oscars here in Southern California in LA. Excited. We have so many great brands. And a lot of things are happening. I want to remind you guys that the Pandemic Project documentary is now streaming on Vimeo. And you can go straight to Vimeo and type in the Pandemic Project documentary. Also, I have a QR code that I will share with you. Very excited, very proud of this first film, getting another place to be. The second film trailer is coming. You know, it's a three-part thing. But here is our, I actually have it here for you guys. Here is our QR. So just scan that QR. Now streaming on Vimeo, okay? Very proud of this. Lots of people are featuring it. Some people you might recognize too. There's some reality stars in there. There are some business, you know, local business people. There are everyday people. So, you know, it's really an interesting concept. I think we did some cool things in it. I mean, listen, it's very much a film for the times, right? 5 years ago, everybody was in their pajamas ordering Amazon, stuck in the house. And so everything was Zoom, right? A lot of it is Zoom related, kind of Blair Witch style on the phones. We have some drone cut-ins, but we shot everything on our phones, a little bit of 4K in there, but it really was representative of the time. So I don't want you to think that this is a big Hollywood production with a bunch of cameras and people. It really wasn't. We really weren't able to move around that much, you know? So the way we captured the moment is just authentic to that time. So I still, I'm very proud of it. We've got some great music. We've got some music featured by Xavier Caldwell, Kimo, and Kalani from Audio Blueprint did some music, some scoring. Our director of photography, Jeff Lewis. You know, we had, I don't know, we just had some great talent that helped. And of course, our editor, shout out to our editor, Laura. She helped clean up the sound and the lighting. Because when you're, you know, moving fast and shooting like that, sometimes your shoot isn't going to be as clean. So a lot of post cleanup. But yeah, thank you to all the sponsors that made it happen. I mean, I really was literally doing deals in the airport, building websites, you know, to get the funds to do it. So a lot of the sponsors really helped us move it forward. Of course, the flights were a lot cheaper then because nobody was flying. So I was able to move around quicker. And it wasn't as expensive as it would have been. So that was a plus. Want to give a shout out to the Sorgo Squad. They are a sponsor of this show. If you're not familiar with sorghum is an ancient grain. It helps with food security around the world. It's easy to make. It's easy to grow if you do it right. It's inexpensive, I should say. It tastes, when you pop it, like popcorn. It's amazing. It's good for your diet. It helps lower cholesterol, blood pressure. If you're gluten resistant or gluten free, it's the perfect grain. It's ancient African grain. So sorghum and millets have been around for a long time. And so we're making this kind of a fun thing through this comic book series called Sorgo Squad. All right. Three parts in this first release. The CEO is Nate Bloom. He wrote and really put a lot of love into these characters. The characters' names in here mean sorghum in their part of the world. So Mashila, Jowar, that's another name for sorghum. So Milo as well. And those characters are here. The artwork is done by Jordan Shribner. Chapter one starts off, the rumors are true, introducing Mashila. Chapter two, from the ruins comes Jowar, okay? And chapter three, the Milo mystery. This brand will be at the Oscars Week Gifting Suite. Shout out to Heather Mariana from the Mariana Group. We'll be at her gifting suite in Beverly Hills this week. So the celebrity gifting suite is where brands and influencers meet to try and sample new brands and lend some visibility to those brands from through the influencers lens, right? So if they like something, you know, people have made deals in these rooms, in these spaces, and it's really great to leverage one's visibility and followership on social and their influence to help these startups. So that's where the passion comes from here at the startup, kind of integrating those two worlds. So shout out to Heather for putting a beautiful event together. We're very excited to be back with her for the second year. I think she's got 175 people confirmed. So that's really cool. I don't know if our guest has been able to log in. I really wish that he was. But I want to do another check-in and give you an update on more things. So let's see. There's so many things going on. We have that. I will be working on some new wine stuff. Some new wine. Well, we have a label already, but you know, I think that it's important. It's getting to be spring very soon. So we want to get you that refreshing beverage. Shout out to Michael Solberg Family Wines. They are another sponsor, as well as Aegis Formulas. Thank you so much for being a sponsor here at the startup. Skincare, that you can trust. And it's, you know, I cannot wait to get my hands on it during Oscars week. So shout out to Dr. Vaughn. Who else? There's so many people that are involved this time. Oh, yes. Joanne. Shout out to Joanne. She's the author of this new book that we're featuring in the swag bags. So this is going to be great. All right. Without further ado, looks like Randy's on with us.
Hey, Monique.
Hey, Randy. Welcome to the startup. How are you, birthday twin?
I am great. How are you?
I'm good. Well, it's really great to see your face. We're going to go full screen. I want you to introduce yourself to the listeners and viewers and tell us what SkinView is. Give us your full pitch. So let's go.
Absolutely. Hey, I am Randy Wyan. I'm the CEO of SkinView. And if you're wondering what SkinView is a nonprofit organization that educates the importance of early detection for skin cancer. Here in the United States, I became aware a few years back. I've been in healthcare for over 40 years, but realized that skin care, even though skin care is a big topic and lots of people are doing things for skin care, not many people were doing the right things to protect their skin and recognize the early warning signs of skin cancer. You know, we have tanning booths, we have the sun here in sunny Southern California, most of the time anyway. And, you know, applying the sunscreen, the right sunscreen, recognizing, you know, how often you are in the sun and how important it is to, you know, protect your skin, even on a cloudy day, which we've had a few of here lately. But, you know, that sun gets through, and skin cancer is one of the fastest growing cancers of any other cancer, which is a little shocking, I know. But it's because there's just not enough focus. So skincare was created to put a focus on skin cancer, what you can do to have fun in the sun and still have your skin healthy.
Wow, that's a really great summation there. And I love how you are just, you've leaned all in since I've met you. You've leaned all in on this brand. You've been hopping back and forth from Florida and all these sunny places and where people are out in the sun. And, you know, I think people do forget that your epidermis is the largest organ on your body. It absorbs everything, what you eat, what you're exposed to outside. I mean, it really is your first line of defense, right? To all your other organs.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And it's, you know, amazingly enough, and the good news is that skin cancer is very curable. It's more curable than any other cancer out there if it's caught early. So knowing things like the ABCDEs of skin cancer, knowing that, you know, you've got to apply the right sunscreen. There's UPF clothing out there. There's, you know, tanning beds are not safe. So, you know, sorry about that for all you that are using tanning salons, but it has UVA and UVB, which are the two most contributing factors from the sun. Those UV rays that get in there, they're radiation, you know, and everybody knows that radiation is cancer causing, right? Well, you know, But we can be protected and we can have fun out there, you know, limiting your exposure to the sun. Or if you know you're going to be out in the sun for an extended period of time, wearing hats like that cool hat you have. And, you know, wearing sunglasses that are protective, you know, and again, I can't stress enough that recognizing what it looks like and what to do about it, going to see the right dermatologist, you know, taking care of your skin. It is the largest organ of the human body, and it needs to be protected because skin cancer, just a little, not getting too deep in the weeds on the technical or medical stuff, but if a melanoma gets any thicker than 0.5 millimeters, okay, it's pretty thin. It can be malignant. It can metastasize to other parts of your body. So you really want to pay attention to this stuff.
Yeah, and that, you know, I have a mole I've been tracking for a while, you know, it's a beauty mark, but you and I've had this conversation. What I really love about your call to action, so to speak, you can tell people this a million times, but putting it in their pocket is the goal. Anything you do these days is in your pocket and on your phone. That's just the way of the world. So I love your visionary mindset and what you've done with this app. I know that this is a long, you know, this is a slower burn, right? I have fast burn items and slow burn items when it comes to entrepreneurship. And it's been a slower burn, but I think that the innovation is there. And I really want you to just, if we just take a couple minutes here and talk about this app and what, how, you know, where you are in the scaling up of this.
So, you know, apps are all over the place, and we're working with one of the preeminent companies in the world, a company called Meta Optima, who works with large healthcare organizations and physicians on a platform that where physicians can take pictures and be able to evaluate from a medical expertise level whether or not you have skin cancer. What SkinView is doing is our app is it's an educational tool as well as a tool to be your health advocate. You know, one of the most important things in healthcare is being your own advocate, you know, being an advocate for other people as well. But this is an app where you're going to be educated with all the things. I mean, you and I've talked a lot, Monique, and you know, I can go on and on and on, but I won't today. But there, all the information that you're going to need to know, all the tools and tips and information that you're going to need to know about skin cancer is in this app. Plus, you're going to be able to take a picture of that mole or suspicious spot on your body, send it to a qualified dermatologist, and get a video consult so that you can be ahead of the curve and get to that area where it's curable.
Genius, genius, genius. Great minds with medical proactiveness and science, and using the times, you know, the information age that we're in, and using technology to really be your best advocate and streamline this thing. Because you're right, people will sit on it. Now we're going into the spring around here. People are going to get out in the sun. It's been very sunny here at the beach. I know that you're down in San Diego and it's very sunny there too. How can people get in contact with you if someone wants to partner in the app, if someone wants to, you know, donate your 501, you know, how can people get into the action?
So SkinView is spelled SKNVUE. I'm sure you have that up there, but skinview.org. If you go to our website, all that same information is there. There's buttons there where you can click to donate. You know, go there and check us out. We have a lot of great information. If you do choose to donate to this very, very worthy cause, you know, we'll send you some merch, some hats, some shirts, you know, sunscreen. We're partnered up with a great sunscreen company right here in Southern California. Jeff Clutter, my good buddy, this sorry. My
That's
mind
okay.
went blank there.
That's my mind all the time now, Randy. Listen, guys, Randy's on a lot of time zones and he's pushing this brand. So.
This B, it's called BU. So the letter B, the letter U, because Jeff believes that you have to be you in order to be the very best version of what God has created for you out there. So BU Sunscreen is this amazing company. It's just been in the sunscreen business for over 30 years and has developed this. It's a sunscreen that was specifically developed for athletes, but anybody can use it. It's a very fine mist spray-on sunscreen that people absolutely love. Women love it too, because it dries. It's non-oily, non-greasy, non-toxic. You can spray it on. You can apply your makeup over the sunscreen, or you can spray the sunscreen over your makeup, or whatever.
And I've had some of that SkinView, that BU. So guys, get with Randy, get ready for the spring and summer seasons, wherever you are, and get on board with this. He's thrown his whole passion into this, his whole everything, his energy. We share the same birthday, so happy belated birthday, twin.
Absolutely.
It's good to see you.
And good to see you, my friend.
Yes, check in with us soon. What will you start today? We'll see you soon.
All right. Take care, my.
You're listening to The Startup with Monique Leray, only on LA Talk Radio.